What makes up an assembly drawing? First, we have the assembly views. The number of views depends on how many views it takes to locate each part. This may only take one view. Second, we need to identify each part using balloons. These are circles enclosing a find number and then a leader that is used to point to the corresponding part. The find number is used to match the part on the drawing with the part description given in the parts list. The parts list or bill of materials gives a brief summary of every part used in the assembly. The information given in the parts list usually contains the find number, the part number, how many of that part are needed in the assembly, a part name or description, and the material of the part. The parts list may include other things, but this is usually the minimum amount of information.